Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Norfolk County Sheriff, Patrick McDermott. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me as always, Christine. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you've got some pretty cool new drone technology. I mean, my knowledge of drones is like, oh, you send them up in the sky and then they fly around. But you've got actually a whole mobile command center with this. Tell our listeners about it. The technical part is really pretty interesting.
So we're always looking to invest in new technologies to expand our law enforcement footprint in Norfolk County as well as beyond the borders of our county because of our partnerships with law enforcement throughout the region. So one of the things that we invested in early when I became sheriff is through the establishment of a drone unit. We had one pilot at the time. We had one drone. And we've expanded that now. I believe we have up to four pilots that are now FAA registered and trained and licensed. And now we have expanded our team to five actual drone units themselves. But when you have a great unit, great team, you need a vehicle by which to deploy them. We had a small little van that we kind of housed it, but it really wasn't appropriate for the kind of technology that was necessary. So with some of the funds that we have, and luckily this was not funded by taxpayer money per se, it was funded through a partnership that we have with our FBI strike force as well as our drug enforcement agency partnership, where we were able to recover monies from illegal drug transactions. So we reinvested that in what's known as a Draxon DX1000 model. It's a mobile command center specifically designed for our drone unit. It is state of the art. It is the first of its kind in the region. It's very maneuverable, and so we can get into some tight areas where there's a crisis involved going on, and we can get those drones up in the air relatively quickly, faster than officers or first responders can actually get onto the scene of an actual incident. So we're really excited about deploying this vehicle. It's available to all of our law enforcement and first responder partners throughout the region, and we believe this is going to help law enforcement as well as the residents of our county.
Now tell me, typically, in a practical application, when you have one of these drones, it can go places that people can't get to quickly enough. You guys can get there quicker with a drone and scope out something. Can you cite a recent example of something that's happened where you really had the advantage being able to have the drone?
So we most recent example is our team was deployed, and I think it was widely spread around in the news media about a woman who was missing in Stoughton. She ended up being recovered. She was trapped in mud, and we're partners with Metrolec, which is a regional law enforcement partnership, and we deployed our drones. Now, while we didn't actually find her, so I want to disclose that, the drone was able to get up in the air and actually cover a vast wide array of area, and we've done that in the past. We've actually done lots of search and rescue missions, which we have been successful. And, you know, there's examples of us going out to calls, too, with barricaded suspects. These drones can actually penetrate into a house. They can break windows and fly into a home where a barricaded suspect may be. And that saves lives. We don't have to send officers or canines in. A drone can go in, ascertain where the individual might be, can also speak, have a trained crisis negotiator speak with the person on the inside of the home and try to de-escalate the situation. So this is a vital resource for law enforcement and first responders, and we're excited to deploy it for the benefit of the people in Norfolk County and beyond.
Well, it sounds terrific, and that was some great examples. It almost seems like something out of a sci-fi movie, but you are doing it now, and you are able to help people. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Again, that's the Norfolk County Sheriff, Patrick McDermott. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.